Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Bob. Anybody else do this besides Hanson? Got to be another recording of this around somewhere. Is there?
I mean, maybe somebody on YouTube covered it, but this is their song.
I think I could do that.
This is when they were babies. Listen to those young voices.
Sound like the Jackson 5.
Yeah, they do.
Like Michael
and Jackson.
A little
bit, yeah.
That's Zach Hanson.
Yeah,
Hanson.
That's him right there.
Mmm-bop. What was the story about Mmm-bop a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, Kara, do we have that? They did. They redid it. They did an acoustic
version
of it.
It was awesome.
Yeah, it was actually really good.
Somewhere, if you give me a minute.
Okay.
Meanwhile, I'll tell the story of Zach Hanson, who has a new baby daughter named Mary Lucille Diana Hanson. He and his wife of 10 years, whose name is Kate, have their fourth child, who was born last Saturday. They said, "We're overjoyed to share the arrival of Mary." Let's see here. 8 pounds, 4 ounces. That's a good size, baby. Named Lucille. She's going to go by Lucille. No, her name is Mary Lucille Diana. Born in Tulsa, Oklahoma. All right. This is the original version of Bop.
Sounds so good.
The hot one's still the hot one.
Audience into it.
They do sound good.
Yeah, they do, actually. It's a nice tune.
More adult sounding. I love it.
Yeah. All right, next on the hit list here, music from Coldplay. Been sprinkling all kinds of covers into their sets during their U.S. stadium tour. They have taken some music from Prince, David Bowie, Chuck Berry, The Penguins. Chuck Berry, look at this. It's their take on Lucille. Yeah?
No, this is Johnny B. Goode.
Oh!
Yeah, this is actually Michael J. Fox playing guitar.
Really? Wow. How is Michael J. Fox connected to Coldplay?
He came
connected
out on
to this song, right?
Yeah. He played this song in Back to the Future, and they brought him out on stage to play guitar.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah.
And this for a guy with advanced Parkinson's, he is amazing on guitar.
Not bad. Philadelphia's Lincoln Financial Field. Chris Martin busted out with Streets of Philadelphia. How to endear yourself to the crowd. That's appropriate to the venue.
In Chicago, they did Sweet Home Chicago, the old blues song. When I saw them in Jersey, they did Jersey Girl. It was great.
So they endear themselves to the audience. Very smart. They're very smart. Yeah, good. I think he's becoming quite mature, frankly, as a performer. Smart. Good. All right, so that's Coldplay. This is Hot Play. I'm Doug with Jen and Victoria, 28 after the hour.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
When conflicts arise at work or home, what's the best way to handle them?
Author Barry Moltz suggests using one of these four tactics to resolve the conflict immediately.
Plead ignorance. Respond with, I didn't know this. Tell me more. Your empathy may calm things down.
Be direct. Ask, why don't you agree with me? This helps you get to the core issue.
Take responsibility. Suggest, both of us need to put more effort into this. The problem now becomes something you can work on together.
Leave the door open. Say, I'll incorporate your thoughts going forward. Show your willingness to consider another point of view.
Resolve conflicts by investing more in the relationship. It leads to big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute in Sturgis.
Arsa!
Just for this week. You see some good-looking ladies, and then there's some not-so-good-looking ladies, but it's fun. It's a trip. It's a blast. We're here for the week, people. Showers are good, but I didn't do one yet. I'm going to wait for another day or two and get my money's worth. That's right. Good time at Sturgis.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Two-wheel alarm clock.
5 a.m., you got a motorcycle just ripping it out right next to you. Just, yep, that's Sturgis, baby. You know, I wish I was alive when the sex was safe and cars were dangerous. But now it's the other way around, where cars are safe and sex is extremely dangerous. So, that's it. From Dakota, that's all I got.
American Biker Minute.
Woo!